Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting second. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Eric McNair. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Rabbit Warsler. Batting eighth. The catcher, Paul Richards. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Markham. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Johnny Markham. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Harlan Clift. Batting second. The first baseman, Jack Burns. Batting third. The left fielder, Moose Salters. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Ed Coleman. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Sam West. Batting sixth. The catcher, Raleigh Hemsley. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ollie Bijma. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Alan Strange. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Walkup. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Jim Walkup. And now, play ball. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops it up and throws to first, with Walkup covering, for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer takes first base on ball four. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Solter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a pop-up towards short. Strange settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Harlan Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift strikes out. One out. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a line drive towards first. Fox reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins takes first base on ball four. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair bunts towards the mound. Walkup fields it and throws to first for the out. Higgins moves to second. One out. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Higgins scores. It's 1-0, Athletics. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Warsler moves to second. Johnny Markham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Markham hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strange fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a line drive into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West strikes out. Two outs. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Hemsley reaches second base with a double. Ollie Bijma is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bijma hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 1 in the game. Moses hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Coleman. Moses reaches second base with a double. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Kramer bunts towards third. Cliff fields it and throws to first for the out. Moses moves to third. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Moses scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Athletics. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Higgins hits a line drive into left field. Soltis picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Soltis. Fox goes all the way around to score. Higgins moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, Athletics. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0 for 0 in the game. McNair hits a fly ball into left field. Soltis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Alan Strange is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strange hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Warsler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Walkup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walkup strikes out. Two outs. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 1 in the game. Clift hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Warsler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Richards hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Walkup fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Johnny Markham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Markham is 0 for 1 in the game. Markham hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Richards moves to third. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Moses takes first base on ball 4. Markham moves to second. Dick Kaufman now pitching. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kaufman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Richards scores. Markham moves to third. Moses moves to second. It's 4-0, Athletics. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. he's got one RBI. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Markham scores. Moses scores. Kramer moves to second. It's 6-0, Athletics. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Fox hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kramer scores. Johnson moves to second. It's 7-0, Athletics. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Higgins hits a fly ball into left field. Solter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-1 in the game. McNair hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Hemsley fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-1 in the game. Burns strikes out. Richards drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Burns out. One out. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 0-for-1 in the game. Soltis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0-for-1 in the game. Coleman takes first base on ball 4. Soltis moves to second. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0-for-1 in the game. West hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Soltis moves to third. Coleman moves to second. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Hemsley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox fields the ball and throws to Markham covering. Safe. Soltis scores. Coleman scores. West moves to third. It's 7-2, Athletics. Ollie Bijma is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bijma is 0-for-1 in the game. Bijma hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. West scores. Two outs. It's 7-3, Athletics. Alan Strange is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strange is 0-for-1 in the game. Strange hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Browns 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Warsler hits a fly ball into right field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Richards hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Markham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Markham is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Markham hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bijma scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Dick Kaufman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaufman hits a pop-up towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-2 in the game. Clift takes first base on ball 4. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-2 in the game. Burns hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moses. Burns reaches second base with a double. Clift moves to third. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Salters hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Clift scores. Two outs. It's 7-4, Athletics. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Coleman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Browns 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Moses hits a line drive towards first. Burns reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bijma misplays the ball. That's an error on Bijma. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got three RBIs. Johnson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kramer moves to third. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kramer scores. There goes Johnson trying to get to third. Coleman throws the ball into Clift, who tags Johnson for the out. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 8-4, Athletics. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Higgins hits a pop-up towards short. Strange settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Browns 4. The Browns will come to bat. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. West hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Hemsley bunts towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. West moves to second. One out. Ollie Bijma is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bijma is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Bijma hits a pop-up towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Burnett pinch hits for Alan Strange. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Browns 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Johnny Burnett now playing shortstop. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-2 in the game. McNair takes first base on ball 4. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Warsler bunts towards the mound. Kaufman fields it and throws to first for the out. McNair moves to second. One out. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Richards hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett misplays the ball. That's an error on Burnett. McNair moves to third. Johnny Markham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Markham is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Markham hits a ball on the ground towards second. Bijma scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Browns 4. The Browns will come to bat. Bo Bell pinch hits for Dick Kaufman. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Clift hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Richard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Burns strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Browns 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Snipe Hansen now pitching. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hansen picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Hansen. Moses moves to third. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got three RBIs. Johnson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Solters. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Moses scores. Kramer moves to third. It's 9-4, Athletics. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Higgins strikes out. One out. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. McNair hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kramer scores. Johnson scores. Fox moves to second. It's 11-4, Athletics. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Warsler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bijma fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 11, and the Browns 4. The Browns will come to bat. Moose Solters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Solters is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Solters takes first base on ball 4. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Coleman hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. West hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. West reaches second base with a double. Solters moves to third. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Hemsley hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Hemsley reaches second base with a double. Solter scores. West scores. It's 11-6, Athletics. Ollie Bijma is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bijma is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Bijma hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hemsley moves to third. Al Benton now pitching. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 0 for 1 in the game. Burnett hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hemsley scores. Two outs. It's 11-7, Athletics. Ray Pepper pinch hits for Snipe Hansen. Ray Pepper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepper hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 11, and the Browns 7. The Athletics will come to bat. Ivy Andrews now pitching. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Richards hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Benton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Moses hits a fly ball into left field. Solter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 11, and the Browns 7. The Browns will come to bat. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Clift takes first base on ball 4. Bill Dietrich now pitching. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Burns hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Soltis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Coleman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Soltis moves to second. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 3 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a double. West hits a pop-up towards short. McNair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 11, and St. Louis Browns, 7. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.